from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Time to break down the tape. Big Bad Film Study with Ken McCusick. Your home for the most Ravens coverage. 105.7 The Fan.
8:01 in the AM, and he's here, Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing well. Eddie Jackson, I got a feeling that this is not just for depth. I'm starting to get the feeling that the Ravens are going to use a lot of safeties in packages at one time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll be a lot like 2023. They want to maintain Hamilton's versatility to come up and play that slot corner position in big nickel and provide that incredible horizontal defense he does for the strong side of the football field. So Eddie Jackson gives them that option. And I think that they were really short on workable options before that. And then just yesterday, they added to the solution by getting Daryl Worley re-signed. So very excited about that. And they now have four safeties, I think, who all of them can play the back end. That's very nice. And three that are not named Hamilton to maintain the maximum flexibility.
I think it's a huge get for them, getting Jackson. Because now he's not going to be a backup. He's going to do, as you said, they're going to have these heavy, you know, three high looks and things like that. They also pick up Derrick Henry. I think they've done really well in this offseason. I don't know why people are so down on this team, right? I just don't quite get it. I thought they made them so stronger with this move.
You should be right for the right reasons on that. If you're down because of the offensive line, you got
okay,
maybe
yeah,
reasons.
Yeah.
But
yes.
You can't
lose three out of five people. Yeah.
Well, so let me get your thoughts on the offensive line here. And most importantly, I you don't need to tell me about Ronnie Brown and Tyler. What are you seeing at the other three spots?
So a left guard, I think Andrew Voorhees might end up being the starter. I presumed that all along. So he's a guy who had all the strength necessary. The Ravens are highly incented for him to win the job. The reason being that they have him for 4 years after an NFI designation last year. So very positive. If he can win the job as a first-year player, not a rookie anymore, they have him for 4 years. So I hope he does that. At right guard, I don't know that the Ravens are really set there yet. We've seen different people. I can't really get into that. But Ben Cleveland is a guy I think will end up with the job, if I had to guess. And he's a fairly known commodity at this point. For whatever reason, they held off from having him at left guard, possibly because they think he's a better fit for right guard. So that's the case there. And right tackle, Rosengarten should have the job at some point this year because they really need to see whether or not he's the answer at left tackle in 2025. So we'll see.
Ken McCusick joins us, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. All right, Ken. Everybody wants to know, how does Rashad Bateman look out there?
You know, he's looks very physically fit. We've seen some of the practice videos from the offseason and whatnot. I think he's running good routes. We haven't seen Rashad Bateman, the receiver, too much these first 2 days. He did have one nice catch underneath Brandon Stevens on a very poorly thrown ball, but that's been kind of the common thread of these first 2 days of practice. Is Lamar's been absent, and the ball's been like it's come out of a shotgun instead of a rifle or something more accurate. Mm-hmm. And what very awful looking throws, and he's made the best of it, I think. Still looks like he's got good route running skills and whatnot. So I'm positive. We'll see where it goes.
What's up with Lamar right now? I mean, he's saying he's sick again. He seemed like he's He gets sick a lot more than he's injured. I'm just curious. He gets, you know, he's had COVID like more than Joe. I mean, he's been sick a lot. Like, what's up with him right now?
I don't honestly know. The Harbaugh's been fairly non-communicative about it. So they keep asking him, is he going to be good tomorrow? Was he close today? And he doesn't know.
No answer. Yeah. Yeah. I just find it curious because it's unusually somebody who's not injured, but ill. You know, and it seems like it just happens a lot to him.
Yeah, you were, you know, just looking at some of the notes here and talking about the offensive woes that you saw there. I noticed you talked about Voorhees, but he had to run a lap for a false start. What are you seeing from the offense? And I know it's kind of hard to tell because of some of the injuries, but going to be intriguing once everybody is healthy.
Yeah, they've taken a very punitive approach on false start penalties. You have to run a lap on the field, so you see it happening. Josh Jones, the very first day, comes to town with a big penalty problem. Of course, he runs two laps the first day. He's the only guy to do any of those. But yeah, around the field, I'd say that the quarterback play has dominated what's gone wrong with the offense these first few days. Josh Johnson's had most of the snaps. There's some of them gone to Devin Leary, the sixth round pick, and some to Emory Jones, who's the third quarterback, or the fourth quarterback, actually. So, you know, it's not a great group of quarterbacks who are doing this. And the other thing is, the defensive line is playing hard. And so they're actually generating a lot of pressure early in camp, which we don't always often see before the pads come on. So it's been exciting.
Kim McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. You brought up the defensive line. Part of that is pass rush. What are your expectations about the pass rush this year, namely speaking, guys like Adafi Owe and David Ajabo?
First of all, I think Owe will be fantastic. Extremely bullish on Adafi.
Really?
Yes. A terrific pressure guy. He was a huge part of the 60-sack season last year. But He owes Clowney as much as Madubuike owes Clowney. Okay, I'm not saying that correctly. Owe and Clowney both contributed to Madubuike's enormous year. That's the better way to put that. They both got a lot of pressures. They have what I call a good pyramid of pressures. You want to see a non-vertical pyramid. You want to see one with a wide base, lots of pressures that are supported, support a good number of quarterback hits and sacks that are at the top of that. Madubuike was the opposite. He was an incredible finisher who doesn't have as wide a base as you would expect for his number of sacks. So, he's not going to be the problem. Now, Ajabo has not really been back for much yet. You're asking me about the pass rush. Ajabo was back on the field on the first day at the end of practice, and he was back on the second day as well. That's much earlier than expected. Owe was at the podium yesterday. He thinks Ajabo is going to be great this year, which is nice when you hear it from another player that they think you're well. He spent some time with him during the offseason. So I'm optimistic on that as well.
You heard Roquan talk about how defense is going to be better than last year despite the losses. You talked about them being suffocating and looking really good. How do you feel about overall the defense?
It won't be as good.
last year was amazing.
They had an amazing year. They had 60 sacks. They led the league in turnovers. I mean, they do have a ton of defensive playmakers. That's nice, but they have a lot of chances to get worse, starting with the loss of Clowney. Is just very significant. They need a player to really step up, like an Ajabo, for instance, to really make a big step. Travis Jones would be another one who could take a big step forward. But they don't have a lot of those guys. They have a lot of veteran players now who probably won't. I guess another guy would be Nate Wiggins.
Yeah.
Nate Wiggins could have a big year.
Well, I want to go back to the offense again. Personnel that we might see, and I know this isn't necessarily in your notes, but like everybody wants to see both tight ends out there. Are we going to see a lot of 12 and 22 personnel, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's been one of the concerns that's been mentioned is that 12 personnel doesn't fit as well with the Lamar Henry mesh and all of the chaos you can create with that. Now, here's the reason. 12 personnel, extra tight end on the field, usually your slot receiver, and then an inline tight end are the two tight ends in that 12 personnel package. And that encourages the defense to compress around there.
So you'd rather have a blocking tight end there like Charlie Kohler or somebody else? Or
flex run out of just 11 with no tight end in line? There are some things. I'm not saying I would rather do that. I'm just saying they will use the 12 personnel judiciously. They used it, I think, 12, 13% of the time last year. So it wasn't an every down thing, even though they had a great set of tight ends then. I think it's actually going to be kind of difficult for Monken to get the kind of snap share for those players that they want. You have four guys competing: Ricard, Kolar, Likely, and Andrews. They all want more snaps than they're going to get.
Do you think, sorry, Rob, they could split one of the tight ends out wide as a wide receiver and play him that way if they want to get him on the field?
Yeah, they'll do that on basically 100% of 12 personnel snaps. They'll split somebody wide. That's not 100. They'll have two inline tight ends occasionally. But that is the most common use of 12 is they split one guy into the slot, likely, or Andrews. Kolar and Ricard are more likely to be an inline guy.
Yeah.
There you go. Kim McCusick, tell folks about FilmStudyBaltimore.com.
Thanks, Rob. FilmStudyBaltimore.com is out there for camp notes every day. Look for it on your podcast platform, Film Study Baltimore Ravens Talk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.